Did you have them working for you a lot? You didn't have them when you got older?
Well, after I got farming for myself, was married and was farming, and I had raising rice, I had niggers down there. This was a long time before that.
Yeah.
And I had seen a few niggers after that too, before I started raising rice. There was a farmer that lived right there close to me. He had kept a bunch of niggers there that worked for him.
Would white folks and black folks ever marry? Or would they ever have children?
No. There was some nigger from Pine Bluff married a white woman way down what they call clear the lower end of the prairie, back in the woods there from way down south there one time. So they said, that's when I was about, maybe 14, 15 years old, they said this. And there was quite a few niggers around that part of the country down in there at that time, back right there, close to the, I was back in the woods and right on lower end of Big Biameter. And
what would you call a child of a racially mixed marriage?
I wouldn't know. But anyway, this fella lived at Pine Bluff, this nigger, so they said, they went over there to Pine Bluff, lives, said the white men wouldn't allow this nigger that married this white woman to stay around there then after he married. But several years after that, though, I know there's enough niggers down in there that they had a church down there on the, not too far away from where this nigger married this white woman, or they said it did anyway. But this white woman had a sister that lived up there right close to us. He married an old fellow that lived there, not far from where we did, in the woods there. They're the ones this old Indian doctor stayed with, this old fellow that married that woman from down there. And
what kind of woman was she?
Well, looked like anybody else. I believe she was German, though. Of course, I don't know how long they had been down there. The old man, they had quite a family.
What did folks say about her?
Wasn't very much said about it around our part there. Lots of the men went with this here woman before she married the nigger, anyway, I heard him say, which was pretty rough guys in that part of the country then. Anyway, he said that they wouldn't allow that nigger to come around there. These folks' name was but he appeared to me to be a German, that's all I know.
Now, what about a black that had real light-colored skin?
I don't know.
They would be...
I never was around the black folks very much. Never did work very many of them. I know anything about them.
Yeah. Did you put white people on your place?
Yeah.
Would they call you? Would they ever give you any? What would they say to you when they? What would they say to you when they saw you?
What the nigger you mean?
Yeah.
Well, if they knew me, they'd call me by my name.
They'd say what? When they saw you on the street, maybe they'd say to you. Would they call you by your first name?
Oh, some of them would. Some of them would call me by my last name.
Would they say Mister? Or?
Oh yes, yeah.
What if they worked for you? What would the ones that worked for you say to you?
They usually always call me by my first name.
They use Mister in front of that?
Yeah. All I ever had worked for me around me was nice, polite nigger.
In other words, you always wanted them to call you Mister?
Oh, I never did require them to.
would they ever give folks an honorary title, sir, of any sort? In other words, did they ever give somebody an honorary military title or something?
As I know of.
What would you call the man who was commander of a ship? He'd be the what? He'd be the
captain, wouldn't he?
Would you ever hear folks call a man captain?
Oh, yeah. Well,
who was captain?